A question concerning the resurrection. On the same day, there came to Jesus some of the Sadducees who say there is no resurrection, and they asked him, saying, Teacher, Moses wrote to us, If any man's brother die and leave a wife behind, and leave no child, that his brother shall take his wife and raise up seed to his brother. Now there were with us seven brothers, and the first took a wife, and dying left no seed. The second took her, and died, leaving no seed. And the third likewise took her, and in like manner the seventh took her, and died, and left no children. Then last of all the woman died. In the resurrection, therefore, whose wife shall she be of the seven? For they all had her to wife. Then Jesus answering said to them, You err, not knowing the Scriptures, nor the power of God. The sons of this age marry and are given in marriage, but those who are accounted worthy to attain to that age and the resurrection from the dead, when they shall rise from the dead, neither marry nor are given in marriage, for neither can they die any more, for they are similar to angels in heaven and are sons of God, being sons of the resurrection. But concerning the dead, that they are raised, have ye not read that which was spoken to you by God in the book of Moses, how at the bush God spake to him, saying, I am the God of Abraham, and the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob? Now he is not a God of dead men, but of the living, for all live to him. You do greatly err. Then some of the scribes answering said, Teacher, thou hast spoken well. And the multitudes, having heard it, were astonished at his teaching. The Great Commandments. Now the Pharisees, when they heard that Jesus had silenced the Sadducees, gathered themselves together, and one of them, a lawyer, one of the scribes, having heard Jesus and the Sadducees reasoning together, perceived that he had answered them well. And he asked, trying him, Teacher, which is the great commandment in the law, the first of all? Jesus answered, The first is, Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy might, and with all thy strength. This is the great and first commandment. And a second like it is this, Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. There is no other commandment greater than these. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. And the scribe said to him, Well, teacher, thou hast said truly that he is one, and there is no other beside him, and to love him with all the heart, and with all the understanding, and with all the strength, and to love one's neighbor as himself, is much more than all the whole burnt offerings and sacrifices. And Jesus, perceiving that he answered intelligently, said to him, You are not far from the kingdom of God. What think ye of Christ? Now while the Pharisees were assembled together, Jesus questioned them as he taught in the temple, saying, How say the scribes that the Christ is David's son? What think ye of the Christ? Whose son is he? They said to him, David's. He said to them, Why then doth David himself in the Holy Spirit call him Lord, saying, The Lord said to my Lord, Sit thou on my right hand, till I make thine enemies a footstool for thy feet. If David therefore called him Lord, how is he his son? And no one was able to answer him a word, nor dared any one from that day to question him any more. Nevertheless, the great multitudes heard him gladly. Our Savior's last public discourse, he denounces the scribes and the Pharisees. Then Jesus, in his teaching, said in the hearing of all the people, to the multitudes and to his disciples, Beware of the scribes. The scribes and the Pharisees sit on Moses' seat. All, therefore, whatsoever they bid you, do and observe, but do not according to their works, for they say and do not. But they bind heavy burdens and oppressive, and lay them upon men's shoulders, but they themselves are not willing to move them with their finger. But all their works they do to be seen by men, for they make broad their phylacteries and enlarge their fringes, and delight to walk in flowing robes, and love the first place at the feasts, and the chief seats in the synagogues, and the salutations in the marketplaces, and to be called of men Rabbi. But be not called Rabbi, for one is your teacher, and all are your brethren. Call no one your father on the earth, for one is your Father, and one is in heaven. Neither be ye called masters, for one is your Master, the Christ. But the greater of you shall be your servant. And whosoever shall exalt himself shall be humbled, and whosoever shall humble himself shall be exalted. But woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, because ye shut up the kingdom of heaven against men. For you do not enter in, neither do ye suffer those who are entering in. These are they who devour widows' houses, and for a pretense make long prayers. These shall receive greater condemnation. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, because you compass sea and land to make one proselyte, and when he has become so, you make him twofold more a son of hell than yourselves. Woe to you, blind guides, who say, whosoever shall swear by the temple, it is nothing, but whosoever shall swear by the gold of the temple, he is bound. You fools and blind, for which is greater, the gold or the temple that sanctifieth the gold? And you say, whosoever shall swear by the altar, it is nothing, but whosoever shall swear by the gift that is on it, he is bound. You blind, for which is greater, the gift or the altar that sanctifieth the gift? He therefore that sweareth by the altar sweareth by it and all the things that are upon it. And he that sweareth by the temple sweareth by it and by him who dwelleth in it. And he that sweareth by heaven sweareth by the throne of God and by him who sitteth upon it. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, because you pay tithes of the mint and the din and the cumin, and have left undone the weightier matters of the law, justice and mercy and faith. These you ought to have done, not to have left the other undone. Blind guides, who filter out the gnat but swallow the camel. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, because you cleanse the outside of the cup and of the dish, but within they're full of excess and rapacity. Blind Pharisees, cleanse first the inside of the cup and of the dish, that its outside may also become clean. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, because you are like whitewashed sepulchres, and outward indeed appear beautiful, but inside full of dead men's bones and of all uncleanness. So you also outwardly indeed appear righteous to men, but within are full of hypocrisy and iniquity. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, because you build the sepulchres of the prophets and decorate the tombs of the righteous, and you say, if we had been in the days of our father, we would not have been partakers with them in the blood of the prophets. So then you bear witness to yourselves that you are sons of those who murdered the prophets, and you fill up the measure of your fathers. Serpents, offspring of vipers, how can you escape the condemnation of hell? Therefore, behold, I send to you prophets and wise men and scribes. Some of them you killed and crucified, and some of them you scourged in your synagogues, and will persecute from city to city, so that upon you may come all the righteous blood shed on the earth, from the blood of Abel the righteous to the blood of Zechariah, the son of Barshariah, whom ye murdered between the temple and the altar. Verily I say to you, all these things shall come upon this generation. Jesus laments over Jerusalem. O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, that killed the prophets and stoned those who are sent to you, how often would I have gathered your children together as a hen gathers her chickens under her wings, and you would not. Behold, your house is left to you desolate. For I say to you, you shall not see me henceforth, till you shall say, Blessed is he that comes in the name of the Lord. the widow's mites. And Jesus, sitting opposite the treasury, saw how the multitude cast money into the treasury. Then looking up, he saw the rich casting their gifts into the treasury, and many of them cast in much. Then he saw one poor widow that came and cast in two mites, that is, a farthing, and called to him his disciples. He said to them, "Verily I say to you, that this poor widow has cast in more than they who are casting into the treasury, for they all cast into the gifts out of their abundance, but she out of her poverty did cast in all the living that she had." Final departure of our Lord from the temple and his great prophecy. Now Jesus departed from the temple and went on his way. And as he was going forth, some spake of the temple, that it was adorned with beautiful stones and offerings. And his disciples came to him to direct his attention to the buildings of the temple. And one of them said to him, "Teacher, behold what manner of stones and what manner of buildings." But he answered and said to them, "See ye not all these things, these great buildings? As for these things which you see, verily I say to you, the days will come in which there will not be left here one stone upon another that shall not be thrown down." And as he was sitting upon the Mount of Olives, opposite the temple, the disciples, Peter and James and John and Andrew, came to him privately and asked him, saying, "Teacher, tell us, when shall these things be? Also, what shall be the sign when these things are about to be accomplished? And what shall be the sign of your coming and of the end of the age?" And Jesus answered and said to them, "Take heed that no one lead you astray. For many shall come in my name, saying, 'I am the Christ,' and the time hath come, and shall lead many astray. Do not go after them. But take heed to yourselves. For before all these things they shall lay their hands upon you, and persecute you, and deliver you up to the tribulation, and to councils, and to synagogues, and to prison. And you shall stand before governors and kings for my name's sake, for a testimony to them. And you shall be beaten in synagogues, and they shall kill you, and it shall turn out to you for a testimony. When they lead you away to deliver you up, settle it in your hearts not to meditate beforehand how to make defense, nor be anxious what you shall speak. But whatever may be given you in that hour, that speak you, for I will give you a mouth and wisdom which all your adversaries shall not be able to withstand or to answer. For it is not you that speaks, but the Holy Spirit. And then shall many become offended, and shall deliver one unto up another, and hate one another. And you shall be delivered up, even by parents and brothers and kindred and friends. And some of you they will put to death. Yes, brother shall deliver up brother to death, father his child, and children shall rise up against parents and put them to death. And you shall be hated of all men of all the nations for my name's sake. But not a hair from your head shall perish. In your patient endurance you shall gain your souls. But when you see the abomination of desolation, which was spoken of through Daniel the prophet, standing in the holy place where it should not, let him that readeth understand. And when you see Jerusalem surrounded by armies, know then that her desolation has come. Then let those in Judea flee to the mountains, and let those in her midst depart out, and let not those in the country enter into her, and let not him that is upon the housetop go down, nor enter in to take anything out of his house. And he that is in the field, let him not turn back to take his garment. For these are days of vengeance, that all things that are written may be fulfilled. But woe to them that are with child, and to them that give suck in those days. And pray that your flight may not be in winter, nor on the Sabbath. For those days shall be a time of great tribulation, such as there hath not been the like from the beginning of the creation which God created until this time, nor ever shall be again. And unless the Lord had shortened those days, no flesh would have been saved. But for the sake of the elect, whom he chose, he shortened the days. Also many false prophets shall arise, and shall lead many astray. And then, if anyone say to you, Lo, here is the Christ, or Lo, there, believe it not. For false Christs and false prophets shall arise, and shall show great signs and wonders, so as to lead astray, if possible, even the elect. If therefore they shall say to you, Behold, he's in the wilderness, go not forth. Behold, he's in the private chambers, believe it not. For as the lightning cometh forth from the east, and is seen even unto the west, so shall be the coming of the Son of Man. But take ye heed, behold, I have told you all beforehand. Wheresoever the carcass is, there will the eagles be gathered together. For there shall be great distress upon the land, and wrath to this people. They shall fall by the edge of the sword, and shall be led away captive into all the nations. And Jerusalem shall be trodden down by the Gentiles, till the times of the Gentiles be fulfilled. Now when you shall hear of wars, and rumors of wars, and tumults, be not troubled nor terrified, for these things must first come to pass, but the end is not immediately. Verily the gospel must be first preached to all the nations. Then he said to them, Nation shall rise up against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be great earthquakes, and in various places famines and pestilences, and there shall be terrible sights and great signs from heaven. Now all these are a beginning of calamities. But when these things begin to come to pass, look up, lift up your heads, because your redemption is drawing near. Then, because lawlessness shall be increased, the love of the greater number will grow cold. But he that endureth to the end, the same shall be saved. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in the whole inhabited earth for a testimony to all the nations, and then shall the end come. But immediately after the tribulation of those days, there shall be signs in sun and moon and stars. The sun shall be darkened, and the moon shall not give her light, and the stars shall fall from heaven, and the powers of the heaven shall be shaken. And upon the earth there will be distress of nations, in perplexity at the roaring of the sea and the billows, men fainting from fear and expectation of the things that are coming on the inhabited earth. And then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven. And then shall all the tribes of the earth lament, and they shall see the Son of Man coming upon the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. And then he shall send forth his angels with a great sound of a trumpet, and they will gather together his elect from the four winds, from the end of the earth, from one end of the heavens to the other. And he spake a parable to them, Behold the fig tree and all the trees, and learn the parable from the fig tree. When her branch is already become tender and puts forth leaves, seeing it you know of yourselves that the summer is near. So also, when you see all these things coming to pass, know that the kingdom of God is near at the doors. Verily I say to you, this race shall not become extinct till all these things are accomplished. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. But of that day or the hour knows no one, no, not even the angels in heaven, nor the Son, but the Father only. But as the days of Noah were, so will it be at the coming of the Son of Man. For as in the days before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, until the day that Noah entered into the ark, and they knew not till the flood came and took them all away, so will it be at the coming of the Son of Man. Then two men shall be in the field, one is taken and one is left. Two women grinding at the mill, one is taken, one is left. But take heed to yourselves, watch and pray, lest perhaps your hearts be burdened with drunkenness and anxieties of life, and that day shall come upon you suddenly as a snare, for you know not when the time is. For it shall come upon all that dwell upon the face of all the earth. As a man going abroad left his house and gave authority to his servants, to each one his work, and commanded the doorkeeper to watch, Therefore watch you, for you know not what day your Lord, the master of the house, comes, nor whether at evening, or at midnight, or at cock crowing, or in the morning, lest coming suddenly he find you sleeping. And what I say to you, I say to all, watch. But know this, that if the master of the house had known in what watch the thief was coming, he would have watched, and would not have suffered his house to be broken through. Therefore be also ready, for in an hour that you think not, the Son of Man comes. Who then is the faithful and wise servant, whom his Lord hath set over his household to give them their food in season? Blessed is that servant whom his Lord, when he comes, shall find so doing. Verily I say to you, he will set him over all that he has. But if that evil servant shall say in his heart, My Lord delays, and shall begin to beat his fellow servants, and shall eat and drink with the drunkens, the Lord of that servant shall come in a day when he is not expecting him, and in an hour when he knoweth not, and shall cut him asunder, and appoint his portion with the hypocrites. There shall be weeping and the gnashing of teeth. Parable of the 10 Virgins. Then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened to 10 virgins who took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom. But 5 of them were foolish, and 5 were wise. For the foolish, taking their lamps, took no oil with them. But the wise took oil in the vessels with their lamps. Now while the bridegroom tarried, they all became drowsy and slept. But at midnight there is a cry, Behold the bridegroom! Come out to meet him! Then all those virgins rose, trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said to the wise, Give us of your oil, for our lamps are going out. But the wise answered, saying, By no means. There may not be enough for us and you. Go rather to those who sell and buy for yourselves. But while they went away to buy, the bridegroom came, and they that were ready went in with him to the marriage feast, and the door was shut. And afterward came also the other virgins, saying, Lord, Lord, open to us. But he answering said, Verily I say to you, I do not know you. Watch therefore, for ye know not the hour or the day. Parable of the Talents. For the kingdom of God is as a man going abroad, who called his own servants and delivered to them his goods. And to one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, and to another 1, to each according to his own ability, and he went abroad. Immediately he that received the 5 talents went and traded with them and gained 5 other talents. Likewise he also that received the 2 gained other 2. But he that received the 1 went away and dug in the earth and hid his Lord's money. Now after a long time the Lord of those servants came and made a reckoning with them, and he that received the 5 talents came and brought other 5 talents, saying, Lord, you did deliver to me 5 talents. Behold, I have gained another 5. His Lord said to him, Well done, good and faithful servant. You've been faithful over a few things. I will set you over many things. Enter into the joy of the Lord. He also that received the 2 talents came and said, Lord, you delivered to me 2 talents. Behold, I have gained other 2 talents. His Lord said to him, Well done, good and faithful servant. You've been faithful over a few things. I will set you over many things. Enter thou into the joy of the Lord. Then he that had received the 1 talent came and said, Lord, I knew that you are a very hard man, reaping where you do not sow, gather where you do not scatter, and I was afraid. And I went away and hid the talent in the earth. Behold, you have your own. But his Lord answered and said to him, You wicked and slothful servant, you knew that I reap where I did not sow and gather where I did not scatter. You should have therefore have deposited my money with the bankers, and at my coming I could have received my own with interest. Take therefore the talent from him, and give it to him that has the 10 talents. For to every one that hath shall be given, and he shall have abundance. But from him that hath not, even that which he hath shall be taken away. And cast out the unprofitable servant into the outer darkness, there shall be the weeping and the gnashing of teeth. The judgment of the nations. But when the Son of Man shall come in his glory, and all the angels with him, then shall he sit upon the throne of his glory, and before him shall be gathered all the nations, and he shall separate them from one another, as the shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. And he shall set the sheep on his right hand, but the goats on his left. Then shall the king say to those on his right hand, Come, blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me to eat. I was thirsty, you gave me drink. I was a stranger, and you took me in. Naked, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you visited me. I was in prison, and you came to me. Then shall the righteous answer him, saying, Lord, when saw we you hungry, and we fed you, or thirsty, and we gave you a drink? And when did we see you a stranger, and took you in, or naked, and clothed you? When did we see you sick, or in prison, and came to you? And the king shall answer and say to them, Verily I say to you, inasmuch as you did it to one of the least of these, my brethren, you did it to me. Then shall he also say to those on his left, Depart from me, ye cursed, into the everlasting fire which hath been prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry, and you did not give me to eat. I was thirsty, you did not give me drink. I was a stranger, and you did not take me in. Naked, and you did not clothe me. Sick, and in prison, and you did not visit me. Then shall they also answer, saying, Lord, when did we see you hungry or thirsty, or a stranger, or naked, or sick, or in prison, and did not minister to you? Then shall he answer them, saying, Verily I say to you, inasmuch as you did it not to one of the least of these, you did it not to me. And these shall go away into everlasting punishment, but the righteous into everlasting life. Jesus predicts, and the ruler's plot is death. Now the feast of unleavened bread, called the Passover, was drawing near, and it came to pass, when Jesus had finished all these words, he said to his disciples, Know that after 2 days the Passover comes, and the Son of Man is delivered up to be crucified. Then the chief priests, and the scribes, and the elders of the people were gathered together in the court of the high priest, who was called Caiaphas, and they consulted together, and sought how they might take Jesus by stratum, and put him to death. And they said, Not during the feast, lest a tumult should arise among the people. Mary anoints Jesus at the feast in Bethany. Now while Jesus was in Bethany, at the house of Simon the leper, they made him a feast there. And Martha served, but Lazarus was one of those that reclined at table with him. Then Mary took an alabaster jar of a pound of ointment, pure spikenard, very costly, and breaking the alabaster, she anointed the feet of Jesus and poured it on his head as he reclined at table. And she wiped his feet with her hair, and the house was filled with the odor of the ointment. But Judas Iscariot, one of his disciples who was about to betray him, said, Why was not this ointment sold for 300 shillings and given to the poor? Now he said this not because he cared for the poor, but because he was a thief, and having the purse was taking away what was put into it. Then some of the disciples, seeing it, became indignant, saying, Why has this waste of ointment been made? For this might have been sold for much more than 300 shillings and given to the poor. And they upbraided her. But Jesus, perceiving it, said to them, Let her alone. Why do you trouble the woman? For she hath wrought a good work on me. For you have the poor always with you, and whenever you wish you can do them good. But me you do not have always. For the day of my burial she kept it. She hath done what she could. She hath come beforehand to anoint my body for the burial. For she, in pouring this ointment on my body, did it to prepare me for burial. And verily I say to you, wherever this gospel shall be preached in the whole world, this also that she's done shall be spoken of for a memorial of her. Judas covenants to betray his Lord. Then Satan entered into Judas, who was called Iscariot, being one of the number of the 12. And he went away to the chief priests, and consulted with the chief priests and captains as to how he might deliver up Jesus to them. And he said, "What are you willing to give me? And I will deliver him up to you." And they, when they heard it, rejoiced and coveted to him money, and he agreed. Then they weighed out for him 30 pieces of silver, and from that time he sought a favorable opportunity to deliver him up to them in the absence of a multitude. Preparation made to eat the Passover. Now on the first day of the unleavened bread, on which the Passover must be sacrificed, the disciples came to Jesus asking, "Where will you that we go and prepare for you to eat the Passover?" And he sent two of his disciples, Peter and John, and said to them, "Go and prepare the Passover for us that we may eat." Then they said to him, "Where will you that we prepare it?" And he said to them, "Go into the city, and behold, when you have entered into it, you shall meet a man carrying a pitcher of water. Follow him into the house where he enters. And you shall say to the master of the house, 'The teacher says to you, my time is at hand. I will keep the Passover with you together with my disciples. Where is the guest chamber where I may eat the Passover with my disciples?' And he himself will show you a large upper room, furnished, ready, and there prepare for us." And the disciples went forth and came into the city and found as he had said to them, and they prepared the Passover as Jesus directed them. Now when evening came, he comes with the 12, and when the hour came, he reclined at table, and the apostles with him. And he said to them, "Earnestly have I desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I say to you, I will eat it no more till it be fulfilled in the kingdom of God." Contention among the 12. Jesus washes their feet. Now there arose a contention among them, which of them was to be regarded as the greatest. But he said to them, "The kings of the nations rule over them, and those having authority over them are called benefactors. But you are not so. But let the greater among you be as the younger, and he that rules as he that serves. For which is greater, he that reclines at table, or he that serves? But I am in the midst of you as he that serves. But you are they who have continued with me in my temptations, and I appoint to you a kingdom, even as my Father appointed to me, that you may eat and drink at my table in my kingdom, and you shall sit on thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel." Now before the feast of the Passover, Jesus, knowing that his hour had come, that he should depart out of this world to the Father, having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. And during supper, the devil having already put it into the heart of Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, to betray him, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands, and that he came forth from God and goes to God, Jesus rises from the supper, lays aside his garments, takes a towel, he girds himself. Then he pours water into the basin, and he began to wash the disciples' feet, and to wipe them with the towel with which he was girded. He goes to Simon Peter. He said to him, "Lord, you will wash my feet?" Jesus answered and said to him, "What I do, you know not now, but you will understand it hereafter." Peter said to him, "You shall never wash my feet." Jesus answered him, "If I do not wash you, you have no part with me." Simon Peter said to him, "Lord, not my feet only, but also my hands and my head." Jesus said to him, "He that hath bathed has no need to wash except the feet, but is wholly clean. And you are clean, but not all." For he knew him who was betraying him. Therefore he said, "You are not all clean." So when he had washed their feet and taken his garments and reclined again, he said to them, "Do you know what I have done to you? You call me the teacher and the Lord, and you say, well, for so I am. If therefore I, the teacher and the Lord, washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have given you an example, that as I did to you, you should also do. Verily, verily, I say to you, a servant is not greater than his Lord, nor an apostle greater than he who sent him. If you know these things, blessed are you if you do them. I speak not concerning all of you. I know whom I chose. But that the scripture may be fulfilled, he that eateth my bread lifted up his heel against me. Even now I tell you, before it comes to pass, that when it comes to pass, you may believe that I am he. Verily, verily, I say to you, he that receiveth whomsoever I shall send receiveth me, and he that receiveth me receiveth him who sent me. Jesus foretells his betrayal, and Judas goes out. When Jesus had said these things, as they reclined at table and were eating, he was troubled in spirit, and testified, and said, Behold, the hand of him that betrayeth me is with me on the table. Verily, verily, I say to you, one of you that eats with me will betray me. The Son of Man goes indeed as it has been appointed, but woe to that man by whom he is betrayed. The disciples looked one upon another, doubting of whom he spake, and they began to question among themselves which of them it would be that was going to do this thing. They were exceedingly sorrowful, began to say to him, Every one by one, is it I, Lord? Then he answered and said, It is one of the 12, he that dipped his hand with me in the dish, that one will betray me. The Son of Man indeed goes as it is written of him, but woe to that man by whom the Son of Man is betrayed. It were good for that man if he had not been born. There was reclining at table in Jesus' bosom one of his disciples whom Jesus loved. Simon Peter therefore beckoned to him and said to him, Ask who it is of whom he speaks. Leaning back as he was on Jesus' breast, he said to him, Lord, who is it? Jesus therefore answered, He it is, for whom I shall dip the morsel and give it to him. Then having dipped the morsel, he takes and gives it to Judas, Simon Iscariot's son. And Judas, who was betraying him, answered and said, Is it I, Rabbi? He said to him, You've said. Now after the morsel, immediately Satan entered into him. Jesus therefore said to him, What you do, do quickly. But no one of those reclining at the table knew why he spoke like this, for some thought, Since Judas had the purse, Jesus said to him, Buy what you have need of for the feast, or that he should give something to the poor. He then, having received the morsel, went out immediately, and it was night. The New Commandment. When therefore he was gone out, Jesus said, Now is the Son of Man glorified, and God is glorified in him. And God shall glorify him in himself, and shall glorify him immediately. Little children, yet a little while I am with you. You shall seek me, and as I said to the Jews, where I go you cannot come. And now I say to you, that he love one another, even as I loved you, that ye also love one another. By this shall all know that you are my disciples, if you have love one to another. The Lord's Supper instituted. And having received a cup and given thanks, Jesus said, Take this and divide it among yourselves. For I say to you, I do not drink henceforth of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God be come. Then as they were eating, Jesus took a loaf, and when he had given thanks, he blessed it. He broke it, gave it to his disciples, saying, Take, eat, this is my body which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. In like manner also he took the cup after the supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, Drink all of it. And they all drank of it. And he said to them, This cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is poured out for you and in behalf of many for remissions of sin. This do, as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me. Verily I say to you, I will not drink henceforth of this fruit of the vine until that day when I drink it new with you in the kingdom of God my Father. Peter's denial foretold. Simon Peter said to him, Lord, where are you going? Jesus answered, Where I am going, you cannot follow me now, but you will follow me afterwards. Simon, Simon, behold, Satan asked for you all to sift you as wheat, but I prayed for you that your faith may not fail. And do thou, when thou hast returned again, confirm your brethren. Peter said to him, Lord, why cannot I follow you even now? I am ready to go with you both to prison and to death. I will lay down my life for you. Jesus answered, Will you lay down your life for me? Verily, verily, I say to you, the cock shall not crow till you have denied me three times. Then Jesus said to his disciples, All you shall be caused to forsake me this night, for it is written, I will smite the shepherd, and the sheep of the flock shall be scattered abroad. But after I am raised up, I will go before you into Galilee. But Peter answered and said to him, Although all shall be made to forsake you, yet will I not forsake you. Jesus said to him, I tell you, Peter, verily tonight, this night, before the cock crow twice, you shall three times deny that you know me. But Peter kept saying the more vehemently to him, Even if I must die with you, I will not deny you. Likewise also said the rest of the disciples. Purse, satchel, and sword to be provided. And he said to them, When I sent you forth without purse and provision, satchel, and sandals, did you lack anything? They said nothing. Then he said to them, But now he that hath a purse, let him take it. Likewise also a provision satchel, and he that hath none, let him sell his garment and buy a sword. For I say to you, that this that is written must be fulfilled in me. And he was numbered with the lawless, for that which concerneth me is coming to an end. Then they said, Lord, behold, here are two swords. And he said to them, It's enough. Our Lord's farewell discourse. Let not your heart be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house there are many dwelling places. If it were not so, I would have told you. For I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I am coming again, and will take you to myself, that where I am you may be also. And where I am going, you know the way. Thomas said to him, Lord, we do not know where you're going. How do we know the way? And Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but by me. If you had known me, you would have known my Father also. From henceforth you know him and have seen him. Philip said to him, Lord, show us the Father, and it is enough for us. Jesus said to him, So long a time I am with you, and have you not known me, Philip? He that hath seen me hath seen the Father. How then sayest you, Show us the Father? Believe not that I am the Father, and that the Father is in me. The words I speak to you I speak not from myself, but the Father abiding in me doeth his works. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father in me. But if not, believe me for the sake of the works themselves. Verily, verily, I say to you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, he shall do also, and greater than these shall he do, because I am going to the Father. And whatsoever you ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask anything in my name, I will do it. If you love me, you will keep my commandments. And I will ask the Father, and he shall give you another advocate, that he may be with you forever. The Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it sees him not, neither knows him. You know him, because he abides with you and is in you. I will not leave you orphans. I am coming to you. Yet a little while, and the world sees me no more. But you see me, because I live. You shall also live. In that day you shall know that I am in my Father, and you in me, and I in you. He that hath my commandments and keeps them, he is it that loves me. And he that loves me shall be loved by my Father, and I will love him, and will manifest myself to him. Judas, not Iscariot, said to him, Lord, what has come to pass, that you are about to manifest yourself to us and not to the world? Jesus answered and said to him, If anyone love me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our abode with him. He that loveth me not keepeth not my words, and the word which you hear is not mine, but the Father's who sent me. These things I have spoken to you while abiding with you. But the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all things that I said to you. Peace I leave to you, my own peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. You heard that I said to you, I am going away, and I am coming to you. If you loved me, you would have rejoiced because I am going to the Father, for the Father is greater than I. And now I have told you before it comes to pass, that when it comes to pass, you may believe. I shall no longer talk much with you, for the prince of the world comes, and he has nothing in me. But that the world may know that I love the Father, even as the Father commanded me, so I do. Arise, let us go hence. I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that bears not fruit, he takes it away, and every one that bears fruit, he cleans it, that it may bear more fruit. You are already clean through the word which I have spoken to you. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine, so neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. He that abides in me, and I in him, the same bears much fruit, because apart from me you can do nothing. Unless one abide in me, he is cast forth as a branch, and is dried up. And they gather them together, and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. If you abide in me, and my words abide in you, ask whatever you wish, and it shall be done for you. In this is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit, and become my disciples. As the Father loved me, I also love you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments, and abide in his love. These things have I spoken to you, that my joy may be in you, and that your joy may be complete. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Greater love hath no man than this, that one lay down his life for his friends. You are my friends, if you do what I command you. No longer do I call you servants, for the servant knows not what his master does. But I have called you friends, because all things that I heard from my Father I made known to you. You did not choose me, but I chose you, and appointed you that you should go and bear fruit, and that your fruit should abide, that whatsoever you ask the Father in my name, he may give it to you. These things I command you in order that you may love one another. If the world hates you, you know that it has hated me before it hated you. If you were of the world would love its own. But because you are not of the world, but I chose you out of the world, therefore the world hates you. Remember the word that I said to you, a servant is not greater than his master. If they persecuted me, they will also persecute you. If they kept my word, they will keep yours also. But all these things will they do to you for my name's sake, because they know not him who sent me. If I had not come and spoken to them, they would not have had sin. But now they have no excuse for their sin. He that hateth me hateth my Father also. If I had not done among them works which none other did, they would not have had sin. But now they have seen and also have hated both me and my Father, so that the word may be fulfilled that is written in their law, they hated me without cause. But when the Advocate shall come, whom I will send to you from the Father, the Spirit of truth, who goes forth from the Father, he will testify concerning me. And you also testify, because you are with me from the beginning. These things I have spoken to you, that you may not be led astray. They shall put you out of the synagogues. Yea, an hour is coming when anyone that kills you shall think that he renders service to God. And these things will they do, because they have not known the Father nor me. But I have spoken to you these things, that when their hour shall come, you will remember them that I told you. But I did not tell you these things at the beginning because I was with you. But now I go to him who sent me, and none of you asks me, whither goest thou? But because I have said these things to you, sorrow hath filled your heart. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth, it is expedient for you that I go away. For if I go not away, the Advocate will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you. And when he comes, he will convict the world, respecting sin and righteousness and judgment, respecting sin, because they believe not in me, respecting righteousness, because I go to the Father, and you see me no more, respecting judgment, because the prince of this world hath been judged. I have yet many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. But when he, the Spirit of truth, shall come, he shall guide you into all the truth, for he shall not speak from himself, but whatever he shall hear, he shall speak, and he shall declare to you the things to come. He shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine and declare it to you. All things whatsoever the Father hath are mine. For this reason I said that he receiveth of mine and will declare it to you. A little while, and you see me no more. And again, a little while, and you shall see me, because I go to the Father. Therefore some of his disciples said to one another, what is this he says to us? A little while you see me not, and again a little while you shall see me, and because I go to the Father. They were saying, therefore, what is this which he says, a little while? We do not understand what he says. Jesus knew that they wished to ask him, and he said to them, do you inquire among yourselves about this, that I said, a little while, and you see me not, and again, a little while, and you do see me? Verily I say to you, he shall weep and lament, but the world shall rejoice. Ye shall be sorrowful, but your sorrow shall be changed into joy. A woman, when she is in travail, hath sorrow because her hour has come, but when she is born the child, she remembers no more the anguish, for the joy that a man hath been born into the world. And you also now have sorrow indeed, but I will see you again, and your heart shall rejoice, and your joy no one shall take from you. And in that day you shall ask me nothing. Verily, verily, I say to you, if you shall ask the Father anything, he will give it to you in my name. Hitherto you have asked nothing in my name. Ask, and ye shall receive, that your joy may be complete. These things have I spoken to you in parables. An hour is coming when I will speak to you no more in parables, but will tell you plainly about the Father. In that day you shall ask in my name. And I do not say to you that I will pray the Father for you, for the Father himself loves you, because you have loved me and have believed that I came forth from the Father. I came forth from the Father and have come into the world. Again, I leave the world and go to the Father. His disciples say, Behold, now you speak plainly, and speak no more in parables. Now we know that thou knowest all things, and hast no need that anyone should question you. By this we believe that you came forth from God. Jesus answered them, Do you now believe? Behold, an hour is coming, yea, hath come, when ye shall be scattered, each one to his own place, and shall leave me alone. Yet I am not alone, because the Father is with me. I have spoken these things to you, that in me ye may have peace. In the world you have tribulation, but be of good courage, I have overcome the world. Jesus prays for his people. These things spoke Jesus, then lifting up his eyes to heaven, he said, Father, the hour hath come. Glorify your Son, that the Son may also glorify you, even as you gave him authority over all flesh, that he should give everlasting life to all those whom you have given him. And this is the everlasting life, that they know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you did send. I glorified thee on earth, having finished the work which thou hast given me to do. And now, Father, glorify thou me with thyself, with the glory which I had with thee before the world was. I manifested thy name to the men whom thou gavest me out of the world. Thine they were, and thou gavest them to me, and they have kept thy word. Now they know that all things whatsoever thou hast given me are from thee, because the words which thou gavest me I have given to them, and they received them, and knew of a truth that I came forth from thee, and believed that thou didst send me. I pray for them. I pray not for the world, but for those whom you gave me, because they are mine, and all things that are mine are thine, and thine are mine, and I am glorified in them, and I am no longer in the world. These are in the world, and I come to thee. Holy Father, keep in thy name those whom thou hast given me, that they may be one even as we. While I was with them, I kept them in thy name, which thou hast given me, and I guarded them, and not one of them is lost, only the son of perdition, that the scripture might be fulfilled. And now I come to thee, and these things I speak in the world, that they may have my joy completed in themselves. I have given them thy word, and the world hated them, because they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. I pray not that thou shouldest take them from the world, but that thou shouldest keep them from the evil. They are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. Sanctify them in the truth. Thy word is truth. Even as thou didst give me into the world, I also sent them into the world. And I sanctified myself on their account, that they also may be sanctified in truth. But I pray not for these only, but for those also who believe on me through the world, that they may all be one, even as thou, Father, art in me, and I in thee, that they also may be in us, that the world may believe that thou didst send me, and the glory that thou hast given me I have given them, that they may be one, even as we are one, I in them, and thou in me, that they may be perfected unto one, that the world may know that thou didst send me, and lovest them even as thou lovest me. Father, those whom thou hast given me, I will that they also may be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory which thou hast given me, because thou lovest me before the foundation of the world. Righteous Father, the world indeed knew thee not, but I knew thee, and these knew that thou didst send me. I also make known to them thy name, and I will make it known, that the love with which thou lovest me may be in them, and I in them. Jesus goes with the disciples to Gethsemane at the Mount of Olives. When Jesus had said these things, and they had sung a hymn, he came out and went forth with his disciples, according to his custom, beyond the brook Kedron, to the Mount of Olives, where there was a garden called Gethsemane, into which he entered himself and his disciples. And having arrived at the place, he said to them, "Pray that you enter not into temptation. Sit here while I go yonder and pray." Now Judas also, who was betraying him, knew the place, because Jesus often resorted there with his disciples. The agony in the garden. And Jesus took with him Peter and James and John and two sons of Zebedee, and began to be greatly distressed in mind, and sorrowful, and deeply depressed. Then he said to them, "My soul is exceedingly sorrowful, even to death. Stay here and watch with me." And going forward a little from them, about a stone's throw, he kneeled down and fell upon his face upon the earth and prayed, saying, "Abba, Father, all things are possible to you. If you be willing, remove this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done." Then there appeared to him an angel from heaven, strengthening him. And being in agony, he prayed more earnestly, and his sweat became as great drops of blood falling down upon the ground. And rising up from his prayer, he came to the disciples and found them sleeping from sorrow. And he said to Peter, "Simon, sleepest thou? What? Couldst thou not watch with me 1 hour?" Also he said to them, "Why sleep? Arise, watch. Pray that you enter not into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak." And he went away again the second time and prayed, saying, "My Father, if this cannot pass away, but that I drink it, thy will be done." And he came again and found them sleeping, for their eyes were very heavy, and they knew not what to answer him. And leaving them again, he went away and prayed the third time, saying again the same words. Then he came to the disciples the third time and said to them, "Sleep on the remaining time and take your rest. It is enough. The hour has come. Behold, the Son of Man is betrayed into the hands of sinners. Arise, let us be going. Behold, he that betrays me has come." Betrayal and arrest of Jesus. Now Judas, one of the 12, having received the company of soldiers and officers from the chief priests and Pharisees and scribes and elders of the people, came with lanterns and torches and weapons. And immediately, while Jesus was yet speaking, behold, Judas approached him with the great multitude with swords and clubs. Jesus, therefore, knowing all things that were coming upon him, went forth and said to him, "Whom seek ye?" They answered him, "Jesus, the Nazarene." Jesus said to them, "I am he." Now Judas also, who was betraying him, was standing with them. When therefore he said to them, "I am he," they went backward and fell to the ground. Again therefore he asked them, "Whom seek you?" And they said, "Jesus, the Nazarene." Jesus answered, "I told you that I am he. If then you seek me, let these go their way, that the word might be fulfilled which he spake, 'Of those whom thou hast given me, I lost not one.'" Now he that was betraying him had given them a sign, saying, "Whomsoever I shall kiss, that is he. Lay hold of him, and lead him away securely." And when he was come, immediately he came to Jesus to kiss him, and said, "Hail, Rabbi," and kissed him repeatedly. But Jesus said to him, "Judas, betrayest thou the Son of Man with a kiss?" Those around him, seeing what was about to happen, said, "Lord, shall we smite with the sword?" And behold, one of them that were with Jesus, Simon Peter, having a sword, drew it and struck the servant of the high priest and cut off his right ear. Now the servant's name was Malchus. When Jesus answered and said, "Suffer thee thus far," and he touched his ear and healed him. Jesus therefore said to Peter, "Put up the sword into the sheath, for all who take a sword will perish by a sword." The cup which the Father hath given me, shall I not drink it? Or thinkest thou that I cannot call upon my Father, and he will even now send me more than 12 legions of angels? How then shall the scriptures be fulfilled, that thus it must be? Then Jesus said to Judas, Friend, do that for which thou art come. Then they came and laid hands on Jesus and took him. In that hour Jesus said to the chief priests and captains of the temple and elders and the crowds that were come against him, Have you come out as against a robber with swords and clubs to arrest me? When I sat daily with you in the temple teaching, you stretched not forth your hands against me. But this is your hour and the power of darkness. But all this hath come to pass, that the scriptures of the prophets might be fulfilled. Then the disciples all left him and fled. And a certain young man accompanied him, having a linen cloth wrapped around his naked body. They seized him, but leaving the linen cloth behind, he fled from them naked. Jesus before the high priests and Peter's denials before Annas. So the company of soldiers and the chief captain and the officers of the Jews took Jesus and bound him and led him first to Annas, for he was father-in-law of Caiaphas, who was the high priest that year. Now it was Caiaphas who gave counsel to the Jews that it is expedient for one man to die for the people. The high priest therefore asked Jesus about his disciples and his teaching. Jesus answered him, I have spoken openly to the world. I always taught in a synagogue and in the temple where all the Jews assemble, and I spoke nothing in secret. Why do you ask me? Ask those who heard what I said to them. Behold, these know what I said. But when he had said these things, one of the officers standing by struck Jesus with his open hand, saying, Answerest thou the high priest so? Jesus answered him, If I spoke evil, bear witness of the evil, but if well, why did you smite me? Then Annas sent him bound to Caiaphas the high priest, before Caiaphas and the Sanhedrin. Now they that had taken Jesus led him away to Caiaphas the high priest, and brought him into his house, where they were assembled together all the chief priests and the scribes and the elders. When the chief priests and the whole Sanhedrin sought false testimony against Jesus so that they might put him to death, they found it not, though many false witnesses came and bore false testimony against him, but their testimonies did not agree. But at last two came forward who stood up and bare false testimony against him, saying, We heard this man say, I will destroy this temple that is made with hands, and in 3 days I will build another made without hands. And this man said, I am able to destroy the temple of God and to rebuild it in 3 days. And not even were their testimonies alike. And the high priest, standing up in the midst, questioned Jesus, saying, Answerest thou nothing? What is that these are testifying against thee? But he was silent and answered nothing. Peter denies his Lord 3 times. And Simon Peter followed Jesus afar off, also another disciple. Now that disciple was known to the high priest and went in with Jesus into the court of the high priest, but Peter stood at the door on the outside. So the other disciple, the one known to the high priest, went out and spoke to her that kept the door, and brought in Peter into the court of the high priest. Now the servants and officers, having made a fire of coals, for it was cold, were standing and warming themselves. And Peter also was with them, standing and warming himself. Now after they had kindled fire in the midst of the court, and had sat down together, Simon Peter sat in the midst of the officers to see the end. And as Peter was below in the court, then came one of the maidservants of the high priest that kept the door, and seeing Peter warming himself, came to him, saying, You also was with Jesus the Galilean. Are you not one of his disciples? And looking intently on him, she said, This man also was with the Nazarene Jesus. They said therefore to him, Are you also one of his disciples? But he denied before them all, saying, I am not. Woman, I do not know him. I neither know nor understand what you say. And he went out into the porch, and a cock crew. And when he had gone out into the porch, another maid saw him, and said to those that were with him there, This man also was with Jesus the Nazarene. The other maid, also seeing him, began again to say to those standing near, This is one of them. And after a little while, a man looking at him said, You are one of them. But Peter denied it again with an oath, and said, Man, I am not. I do not know the man. Now after a short time, about 1 hour, another man confidently affirmed, saying, Of a truth, this man also was with him, for he is also a Galilean. But Peter said, Man, I know not what you say. One of the servants of the high priest, being a kinsman of him whose ear Peter cut off, said, Did not I see you in the garden with him? And they that stood by came and said to Peter, Truly you are one of them, for you are a Galilean, for even your speech makes you known. Then he began to curse and to swear, I know not this man of whom you speak. And immediately, while he was yet speaking, a second time a cock crew. And the Lord turned and looked at Peter, and Peter remembered the word of the Lord, how that Jesus said to him, Before a cock crow twice today, you shall deny me 3 times. And as he thought thereon, he went out and wept bitterly. Jesus condemned by the Sanhedrin. Now when morning came, as soon as it was day, the elders of the people were assembled together with the chief priests and scribes, and the whole Sanhedrin took counsel against Jesus to put him to death. And they brought him into the Sanhedrin, saying, If thou art the Christ, tell us. But he said to them, If I tell you, you will not believe, and if I question you, you will not answer. Again the high priest asked him, and said to him, I adjure thee by the living God, that thou tell us whether thou art the Christ, the Son of God. Art thou the Christ, the Son of the Blessed? And they all said, Art thou then the Son of God? Then Jesus said to them, You say so, I am. Furthermore, I say to you, hereafter you shall see the Son of Man sitting at the right hand of the power of God, and coming upon the clouds of heaven. Then the high priest rent his clothes, saying, He blasphemed. What further need have we of witnesses? Behold, now you have heard the blasphemy. What think you? Then they answered and said, Why need we any further testimony? For we ourselves heard it from his own mouth. And they all condemned him and said, He is deserving of death. Then the men that held Jesus mocked him and spat in his face. And they beat him, and blindfolding him, they smote him on his face with the palms of their hands, saying, Prophesy to us, thou Christ, who is he that struck thee? And many other things they said against him blasphemously. Even the officers received him with blows. Remorse and suicide of Judas the traitor. Then Judas, who betrayed Jesus, when he saw that he was condemned, moved with remorse, brought back the 30 pieces of silver to the chief priest and elders, saying, I have sinned in betraying innocent blood. But they said, What's that to us? See thou to that. And throwing the pieces of silver down in the temple, he departed and went away and hanged himself. And falling head on, he burst asunder in the midst, and all his bowels gushed out. But the chief priest took the pieces of silver and said, It is not lawful to put them into the treasury, since it is the price of blood. Then they held a consultation and brought with them the potter's field for a burial place for strangers. Then was fulfilled that which was spoken through Jeremiah the prophet, saying, And I took the 30 pieces of silver, the price of him who was priced, whom they of the sons of Israel priced, and gave them for the potter's field, even as the Lord directed me. Jesus' trials before Pilate and Herod. The first trial of Jesus before Pilate. Then the whole multitude of them arose and bound Jesus and led him away after Caiaphas into the palace and delivered him up to Pilate the governor. Now it was early, and they entered not into the place, that they might not be defiled, but might eat the Passover. Pilate therefore went out to them and said, "What accusation do you bring against this man?" They answered and said to him, "If this man were not an evildoer, we would not have delivered him to you." Then they began to accuse him, saying, "We found this man perverting our nation and forbidding to give tribute to Caesar, and saying that he himself is Christ, a king." Pilate therefore said to them, "Take him yourselves and judge him according to your laws." The Jews said to him, "It is not lawful for us to put any one to death," that the word of Jesus might be fulfilled, which he spake, signifying by what sort of death he was about to die. Pilate therefore entered again into the place and summoned Jesus. Then Jesus stood before the governor, and the governor asked him, saying, "Art thou the king of the Jews?" And Jesus said to him, "Thou sayest it. Sayest thou this of thyself, or did others tell thee about me?" Pilate answered, "Am I a Jew? Thy own people and the chief priests delivered you up to me. What have you done?" Jesus answered, "My kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, my servants would fight, that I should not be delivered to the Jews. But now my kingdom is not from here." Pilate therefore said to him, "Art thou a king then?" Jesus answered, "Thou sayest it, I am a king. For this end have I been born, and for this cause I came into the world, that I should testify to the truth. Every one that is of the truth hears my voice." Pilate said to him, "What is truth?" And when he had said this, he went out again to the Jews, and said to the chief priests and to the multitudes, "I find no fault in this man." Now when he was accused of many things by the chief priests and elders, he answered nothing. Then Pilate said to him, "Hearest thou not how many things they testify against thee?" And he made him no answer, not even to one word. Then Pilate again asked him, saying, "Answerest thou nothing? Behold, how many things they accuse thee of." But Jesus no longer answered anything, so that the governor wondered exceedingly. But the chief priests were the more urgent, saying, "He stirs up the people, teaching throughout all Judea, beginning from Galilee even to this place." Now, when Peter heard it, he answered whether the man were a Galilean. Learning that he was from Herod's jurisdiction, he sent him up to Herod, who also was in Jerusalem in these days. Jesus before Herod Antipas. Now when Herod saw Jesus, he rejoiced greatly, for he had often wished to see him, because he had heard about him, and he hoped to see some miracle done by him. And he asked him many questions, but he answered him nothing. Now the chief priests and the scribes stood accusing him vehemently. Then Herod, with his guards, set him at naught, and having mocked him and put on him a gorgeous robe, he sent him back to Pilate. And Herod and Pilate became friends with each other on that very day, for before they were enmity between themselves. The second trial before Pilate. Now at the feast the governor was accustomed to release one prisoner to the multitude, whomsoever they asked. And they had a notable prisoner called Barabbas, a robber, who on account of a certain insurrection made in the city and for murder, was cast into prison, bound with those who had made insurrection, who in the insurrection had committed murder. And the multitude coming up began to ask him to do as he always did for them. Then Pilate called together the chief priests and the rulers of the people. When therefore they were gathered together, he said to them, "You brought this man to me as one perverting the people. And behold, I having examined him before you, found no fault in this man, touching the things whereof you accused him. No, nor yet Herod, for he sent him back to us, and behold, nothing deserving death has been done by him. I will therefore chasten him and release him. But you have a custom that I would release one of person to you at the Passover. Will you therefore that I should release to you the king of the Jews? Whom do you say that I should release to you? Barabbas or Jesus, who is called Christ? For he knew that through envy the chief priest had delivered him up. Now as Pilate was sitting on the judgment seat, his wife sent to him, saying, Have nothing to do with that righteous man, for I suffered much today in a dream because of him. But the chief priests and elders stirred up the multitude and persuaded them that they should ask for Barabbas and destroy Jesus. Then the governor, answering, said to them, Which of the two do you wish that I release to you? Then they cried out all together, saying, Not this man, but Barabbas. Away with that man, and release to us Barabbas. But Pilate, wishing to release Jesus, spake to them again and said to them, What then shall I do with Jesus, who is called Christ, whom you call the King of the Jews? And they all cried out again, saying, Crucify him, crucify him, let him be crucified. Then Pilate said to them the third time, Why, what evil has he done? I found no cause for death in him. I will chasten him, therefore, and release him. But they were importunate and cried out exceedingly with loud voices, Crucify him, let him be crucified. Then Pilate took Jesus, therefore, and scourged him. And the soldiers, having plaited a crown of thorns, put it on his head, put on him a purple robe, and kept coming to him and saying, Hail, King of the Jews! And they gave him blows with their hands. Then Pilate went out again and said to them, Behold, I bring him out to you, that you may know that I find no fault in him. Jesus therefore came out, wearing the crown of thorns and the purple robe. And Pilate said to them, Behold the man! When therefore the chief priests and the officers saw him, they cried out, saying, Crucify! Crucify! Pilate said to them, Take him yourselves and crucify him, for I find no fault in him. The Jews answered him, We have a law, and according to that law he ought to die, because he made himself the Son of God. When therefore Pilate heard this statement, he was the more afraid, and he entered into the palace again and said to Jesus, Whence art thou? But Jesus gave him no answer. Pilate therefore said to him, Dost thou not speak to me? Knowest thou not that I have the power to release thee and have power to crucify thee? Jesus answered him, You would have no power over me if it were not given you from above. On this account, he that delivers me up to you has greater sin. From this Pilate sought to release him, but the Jews cried out, saying, If you release this man, you are not Caesar's friend. Everyone that makes himself a king speaks against Caesar. When Pilate therefore heard these words, he brought Jesus out and sat down upon the judgment seat in a place called Pavement, but in Hebrew Gabbatha. Now it was the preparation of the Passover. It was about the sixth hour. And he said to the Jews, Behold your king! They therefore cried out, Away with him! Away with him! Crucify him! Pilate said to them, Shall I crucify your king? The chief priests answered, We have no king but Caesar. So when Pilate saw that he gained nothing, but rather that a tumult was arising, he took water and washed his hands before the multitude, saying, I am innocent of the blood of this righteous man. See ye to it. And all the people answered and said, His blood be on us and on our children. Now Pilate wished to satisfy the multitude, and their voices prevailed. And he gave sentence that what they asked for should be done. Then he released to them Barabbas, who for insurrection and murder had been cast into prison, whom they asked for. But Jesus he delivered up to their will to be crucified. Jesus is mocked by the soldiers and taken to Golgotha. Then the soldiers of the governor took Jesus into the palace within the court and gathered to him the whole band. And they stripped him and clothed him with purple and put on him a scarlet robe. And having plaited a crown of thorns, they put it on his head and a reed in his right hand. And they began to salute him. And kneeling down before him, they mocked him, saying, "Hail, King of the Jews!" And they spat upon him, and took the reed, and smote him on his head, and bowing their knees, did homage to him. And when they had mocked him, they took off from him the robe and the purple, and put on him his own garments, and led him forth to crucify him. Jesus therefore went forth bearing the cross for himself. Now as they went out, they found a man of Cyrene, Simon by name, the father of Alexander and Rufus, coming from a field. Him they compelled to go and carry his cross. And they laid the cross on him to bear it after Jesus. Now there followed him a great multitude of the people, and of women who were bewailing and lamenting him. But Jesus, turning to them, said, "Daughters of Jerusalem, weep not for me, but weep for yourselves and for your children. For behold, the days are coming in which they will say, 'Happy are the barren, and the wombs that did not bear, and the breasts that gave not suck.' Then shall they begin to say to the mountains, 'Fall on us,' and to the hills, 'Cover us.' For if they do these things in the green tree, what shall be done in the dry?" Now there were also led with him two others, malefactors, to be put to death. And they brought him to the place which is called in Hebrew Golgotha, which is being interpreted place of a skull, and there they crucified him. Jesus' death, burial, resurrection, and ascension. The crucifixion. Now it was the third hour when they crucified him, and they offered him wine mingled with myrrh to drink. But when he had tasted it, he would not drink it. And with him they crucified two robbers, one on his right hand and one on his left, and Jesus in the midst. And the scripture was fulfilled, which says, "And he was reckoned with the lawless." Then Jesus said, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." The soldiers, therefore, when they had crucified Jesus, took his garments and made four parts, to each soldier a part, also the coat. Now the coat was without seam, woven from the top throughout. They said therefore to one another, "Let us not rend it, but let us cast lots for it, whose it shall be, that the scripture might be fulfilled, which saith, 'They divided my garments among them, and upon my vesture did they cast lots.'" The soldiers therefore did these things, and sitting down, they watched him there. Now Pilate also wrote a title and superscription of his accusation, and put it on the cross over his head. And there was written, "This is Jesus the Nazarene, the King of the Jews." This title, therefore, many of the Jews read, for the place where Jesus was crucified was near the city, and it was written in Hebrew, in Latin, and in Greek. Therefore the chief priests of the Jews said to Pilate, "Do not write 'the King of the Jews,' but that he said, 'I am the King of the Jews.'" Pilate answered, "What I have written, I have written." Now there stood by the cross of Jesus his mother and his mother's sister, and Mary, the wife of Cleopas, and Mary the Magdalene. Then Jesus, seeing his mother and the disciple whom he loved standing by, said to his mother, "Woman, behold thy son." Then he said to the disciple, "Behold thy mother." And from that hour the disciple took her to his own home. And the people stood looking on. They that passed by railed at him, wagging their heads and saying, "Aha! Thou that destroyest the temple and rebuildest it in 3 days, save thyself. If thou art the Son of God, come down from the cross." Likewise also the chief priests, mocking among themselves with the scribes and elders, said, "He saved others, himself he cannot save. If this is the Christ of God, his chosen, let him save himself." Let the Christ, the King of Israel, now come down from the cross, that we may see, and we will believe on him. He trusted on God. Let him deliver him now, if he delighteth in him. For he said, I am the Son of God. And the robbers also, who were crucified with him, reproached him with the same thing. And the soldiers also mocked him, coming to him and offering him vinegar, and saying, If thou art the King of the Jews, save yourself. Salvation of the penitent robber. Moreover, one of the malefactors who was crucified railed at him, saying, Art not thou the Christ? Save yourself and us. But the other answered, and rebuking him, said, Dost thou not even fear God, seeing that thou art in the same condemnation? And we indeed justly, for we are receiving a due reward of what we did. But this man did nothing amiss. And then he said, Jesus, remember me when you come in your kingdom. And he said to him, Verily I say to you, today you shall be with me in paradise.